I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Evacuations remain in place for the Decker Fire burning south of Salida. The blaze has grown to more than 3,700 acres in recent days. Until recently, though, authorities had taken a wait-and-see approach to the fire. In an update yesterday streamed on KKTV's Facebook page, Forest Service District Ranger Jim Pitts said it was risky to have direct contact with the fire until now.
We've been very patient with this fire. This fire has finally come down over the mountain and gotten into some country that we can safely engage this fire. So with that, we're going to take a little more direct actions.
Authorities plan ground and air resources to fight the fire in coming days. As of yesterday afternoon, officials said about 129 homes have been evacuated. The Bureau of Land Management is piloting a new style of livestock grazing program on public lands in the West. As 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports, an environmental group is suing for details.
It's called outcome-based grazing. The agency's website says the program is, quote, designed to provide BLM managers and grazing permit holders greater flexibility in the management of permitted livestock. But the conservation nonprofit Western Watersheds Project worries the new program gives private ranchers too much control over public lands without protections for wildlife or watersheds. After an unsuccessful public records request for more details on the program, the group recently filed suit against the Interior Department. The case is currently pending. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
And I'm Abigail Beckman.